Okay, today is Daf Ayin Tes, or an Ayin Ches Amud Beis by the two dots. Molei Afar. The Mishnah said that if you filled the house with earth, not the house, we're going to get to the house in a minute. If you fill the ditch with earth, thank you very much. If you fill the ditch with earth, then it's filled up. Okay? Then it's filled up. Is that what the Mishnah said? Yes, it's filled up. Not only is it filled up, you can only make one error. It's like one chatzar. It was a ditch, filled it up with earth. Earth has no, you don't need that earth on Shabbos. You fill it up with earth, it becomes like one chatzar. So the Gemara says, afilu b'stama, even if you put the earth in there, stam, without any thought about what you're doing with it, is that true? Vatnan, but we learned, bayis a house, shemiluhu tevin otzroros, that you fill up the house with tevin or straw or tzroros, ubitlo, and then you mavatel it, bottle, it becomes bottle, which implies bitlo in, lo bitlo lo. Only if you mavatel it, yes, but not if you mavatel it, no. Okay? In other words, stones, we're going to explain what that means in a minute, stones only become bottle, it only become bottle, only become subsidiary, and only can be used as a gap in space, to fill up space, if you intend for that to be the case. But if we're not sure if you're ever going to use this earth again, we don't know. Stam, you put it there, right? How can the Mishnah say that Afar and Tzroros, even Stam, becomes Batal? What's going on with the house? So there's a halacha like this. You have two chatzers, and there's a ditch in between. So the Mishnah said, you filled it up with earth, it becomes one chatzar. Now, what was your intention when you filled it up with earth? The answer is, we have no idea.
Okay.
But we just brought a case where a similar situation, we use earth for something, what that thing is, we didn't explain yet, and therefore it has to be a specific bittel. And so, by us, it's...
Again, so we're talking about, it's our purpose here to make... To say that it doesn't become one chatzar, or that you can't be ma'ar of it.
That it doesn't become one chatzar.
It doesn't become
one chatzar, because if the earth is there and you're going to remove it in an hour, then it's not considered anything. What's the case? The case is like this. There's a halacha. Look at the bottom Rashi. Before we say the Rashi, say it outside. It's like this. The halacha is that a mace. In a room, will be metame everything in the room. Okay? Will the mace be metame things on the roof? Generally, no. No. Why? Because the roof stops the tumah from going out. There's one way that the tumah can go break through the roof. There's one way. That is if there's no airspace in the room. If you take that room and you fill it up with mattresses, and there's mattresses from floor to ceiling in the entire room, and the mace is in the room, tumah will go to the rakia. Okay, it'll break through. So what this guy did, took a house, for whatever reason, filled the whole house up with straw and earth and everything, and there's a mace in the room. So the tumah will go to the rakia. It'll break through the roof. Now, that's only if he was mevatel the earth. I don't want that earth. Right? It's the funny halacha, but that's halacha. Look at the bottom Rashi, second to last line. V'havi tumah ritzutza. That's tumah that ritzutza means it just goes up. She'ein la ohel la'atma, it doesn't have an ohel itself, u'bokas va'ola ad l'rakia, it breaks through the roof, and it goes up to heaven. V'amal al agad tamei, you're on top of that roof, you're going to become tamei. To the airplane, exactly. D'chol tumah, any tumah, she'ein la ohel tefach, that does not have an ohel of a tefach. Now, in Israel, where they bury you without a coffin, this halacha applies. There's no coffin. So when you're buried in the ground and there's earth on top of you, the tumah goes to the rakia. There's no gap. There's no airspace. In America, when you're in a coffin, so there's a tefach of space between you and the roof of the coffin. So it doesn't go up. You understand? That's a good question. So why can't a Kohen go into a cemetery? Because maybe, I don't know. Maybe. Maybe the coffins don't have an air. Maybe the coffins don't have a tefach of space. Although the most times they do, maybe they don't. I don't know. You have to think of why. But anyway, that's the halacha. There's nobody in America who gets buried without a coffin, right?
Nobody does. The coffin, maybe it's because the coffin eventually caves in.
Is that true?
Yeah.
It does. Coffin caves in.
Caves in.
Yeah. So maybe that's true.
Right? So that's the story. So what are we bringing this down for? In that case with the coffin, with the dead body, the only way that the earth will work to fill up the room is if you mevatel it. The diuk is, and if you're not mevatel it, right? Bitlo in, lo bitlo lo. Our Mishnah said, if you take a ditch between two chatzers and you fill it up with earth, we didn't say anything about, well, it's a bitl, are you going to come back? And yes, bitl, no. We just said blanket rule. What's going on? So, Amar Rav Huna, man tana ahalos, Rav Yosihi. Who is the author of the Mishnah there in Ahalos that said that if the room is if the room is full with earth, it goes up through the Rakia? Who said that? That's Rav Yosi. Our Mishnah doesn't hold like Rav Yosi. It's a machlok, it's tanayim, basically. Right? Rashi says something. I'm not sure what he's talking about. Rashi says in the second line, "Mishum da ayriba Rabbi Yosi kidam rinan lekamon nakat la." Why do we pick Rabbi Yosi of all people? That Mishnah there in Olos is anonymous also, because we're talking about Rabbi Yosi, so it must be Rabbi Yosi. So I'm not sure what Rashi means by that. What does he mean by that? What he means by that? Anyway, it can't be Rabbi Yosi, because Rabbi Yosi ipchash meinan la lei. Rabbi Yosi taught the exact opposite. Tanya, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Tevin, if you have straw, the ain asid lefanoso, and you don't plan on ever using that straw again, hareo kistam afar, ubatal. It's like stam afar and it's batal. Asid afar, if afar, but asid lefanoso, and you plan on using it again in the future, hareo kistam tevin, it's like stam tevin, velo batal. And it's not batal. What do you see from here? If it's afar, and we don't know if it's going to be used or not, it's batal. So you're right. Elam Rav Asi, Man Tana Erevin Rav Yosi. Now, our Mishnah is Rav Yosi. This Mishnah here in Erevin is Rav Yosi. And what about the Mishnah there in Olos? That's someone else. Okay? Now, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua Omar, a different answer to the question. So the first answer was, it's a Machlokas Tanayim. How could over here we say that we don't care about Bittel, and by the Mace, it's a big deal, the Bittel. Big issue. How could that, the Stira? The answer is, the first answer was, it's two different Tanayim. Second answer is, Tuma a Shabbos karamis? Did you bring me a riot between Tuma and Shabbos? They're totally different property. They have different halachas. They're different goals. Everything's different. You can't bring me a riot. How come by Tuma we cared about Bittel and over here we don't care about Bittel? It's apples and oranges. Hanach, it's your Shabbos. I'll tell you, listen to Shabbos. Dafilu arniki. You're walking by and you see a purse with $1 million in it. You're going to pick it up? Most people would not. Would not pick it up. You mevatel it? No. Right? Nami betula inchi. Classically, the halacha is you mevatel the wallet. Why? Because it's muksa. So, bitul on Shabbos is for different reasons. Has nothing to do with do I want to use it again in the future or do I not. Matzah Shabbos, you're going to run and see if the wallet's still there. But on Shabbos, of course you mevatel it. It means is you're not going to touch it.
Just stand there.
You could. But you could stay there the whole Shabbos. The point is, you're not going to touch it. So on Shabbos, what makes you be mevatel something is very different than in any other area of halacha. Certainly in Hilchas Tumah. So therefore, on Shabbos, when you have the earth over here, it doesn't matter. What am I going to do with it? Masa Shabbos? What am I going to do with it? Right now, it's in here. We consider it batel. Why? Because it's muksa. Not going to touch it. So it's like a wallet. You're not going to touch it. Do you want to have it in your house? Or you hope it's in your house? Yeah, of course you do. Not going to touch it. Hilchas Tumah, the whole different thing about Tumah and going through the roof, not through the roof. So then it depends. What's the story with this earth? You want to revival it or not? You're going to use it tomorrow or not? Totally different thing. Rav Ashi Amar, a different distinction. Bayitz acharitz karamis. What, you're bringing me a kasha between a house and a ditch? Why on earth does someone put earth in his house? Why does he do that? Now, why you put earth in a ditch? That makes a lot of sense. Why you put earth in a house? That doesn't make any sense. So, Bishlam Charitz, I understand why you put dirt in a Charitz. Limit Maye Kai. Because you want to fill it up. right? Ela bias limitame koi. Right? What does it mean? What does limitame mean? It's supposed to be filled up. It's supposed to be filled up. In a house. You do it to fill up the house? That's what you do with a ditch. You fill it up so you can walk over it. If you don't walk over, you're going to fall in and break your leg. So of course, a house? Why are you putting dirt in the house? So I don't know why he's doing that. It's a funny thing to do. But then it's very dependent on what his intention is. What's the story over here with this dirt? What's going on in this house? Is it being demolished? Who knows? Okay, so it's very important. By a charit, it's obvious. Therefore, we don't care what your intention is. Okay. Nasan olav neser rachav dalad. We said yesterday that another way to bridge the gap of the charit is to put a bridge over it, like a wooden plank, and you can walk across from one to the other. So amar rava lo shana el shanasan l'rachbo. That's only true if you put the plank widthwise to cover a hole. Now you don't have to make a bridge going the entire length of the charit, right? You have a 30-foot charit going down the chatzah between you and the neighbor. You don't have to put a 30-foot bridge. It's enough if it's 4 tfachim. That's enough. Lo amar and el shalot, lo shanu el shanasan l'rachbo. Aval l'arko, what if you have like this? You have a hole. Pretend my hand is the hole. You have a gap in between. And you take a little piece of wood, and you attach it to the edge of the gap.
Across.
Going lengthwise. But it's a tiny little piece. There's a picture of it here. If you do that, you understand what's going on? You're not building a bridge at all. You could jump over it. Take a little piece of wood. That's enough. Why? Because you've reduced the size of the hole. It's like lava now. No, it's not perpendicular. It's flush with the hole. You put a piece of wood flush with
across
the hole. What?
Not across.
Not like a bridge. Alongside one of the edges. Parallel? Alongside one of the edges? A little bit.
It's not loving because it can be very wide.
No, so we're talking about a case where it's not wide. So, lo shana aval la'arko, if you do it lengthwise, if you look al shahu nami, even a little bit will work. Why? Shahari miya tomi dalid, because you've reduced it from 4. So maybe it would because it's just a hecker anyway. So that might work. I'm not sure. I don't want to say. I don't know. It might work even if it's wider. What if it's 8 tefachim wide? And you put a little thing over there.
2x4.
Little 2x4. Did you reduce it? Yes. Did you reduce it enough to make it loved? No. It might work anyway. I don't know. I don't want to say. I don't know. But what if it's less than 3? You didn't make it less than 3, right? You made it less than 4. So that's about all it might be. That's all you need. Less than 4 in one spot, even though it goes on for another 20 feet.
But a bridge, I would think, that would be culture, because you're bridging the two chatzeros, right? Here, a little nothing.
Right.
No, what's the connection? You're putting a little board there? The bridge is visible. Okay, it's about the width of the bridge. A bridge is a bridge, right?
The bridge
connects them.
Right.
Why is that culture? Why is this case a culture? You know what I mean?
I hear you. Okay, next. Amar Rava. A picture would help for this. So here's the story. No, it would help. Just to make it up. You have a house. You have two houses next door to each other, right? And the houses are open to the street, right? Two houses next door to each other. Each house has a porch that doesn't have any gate around the porch, just like a ledge, right? And you have a ledge, and the next neighbor has a ledge. So you can make an area between the two ledges, so you can carry one to each other's ledge. Very nice. That's easy. Amar Rava, now that said Rava, Hada Amarta, that which we said, Zu Kineged Zu in, Zu Kineged Zu lo. Zu Shlo Kineged Zu lo. It's only if they're next to each other. But if they're not next to each other, lo. What does that mean? Rashi said something fascinating. The Rashi is Zu Shlo Kineged Zu. Shehaisa Zu Boletes L'Rashus Harabim Yoser Michaverta. One ledge extends further out into the street than the other ledge. Lo sagiluhu b'netzer arba. Then putting a bridge across won't work. Rekiva Eger asks, why not? So you have two houses like this.
Yeah.
difference? What's the difference? Which one has a bigger ledge?
You have one ledge like this and one ledge like this. It goes out deeper into the street like this. Can you put a bridge across to connect them? No, says Rashi, no.
What
does one have to do with the other? What does one have to do with the other?
How can they be always exactly the same?
Right. So that's a Rashi. Rashi's a Pella.
Why? The same builder usually is the
Rashi's a Pella. Right? Rashi's a Rashi is a Pella. How could it be that one stick stands out more than the other, that it's a problem? So Rabbi Akiva couldn't answer the question. Why does it make a difference? Right? Says the Gon Yaakov. The Machal Ha'arvim says like this. Not that one ledge stuck out longer than the other. One house stuck out more than the other. So the house stuck out. The ledges are the same size, but the house stuck out more. Now it looks like this. How do you make a bridge like this? That's very difficult to do. That's the issue. You hear what he says?
No.
That's trying to make Rashi make sense. Trying to make Rashi make sense. If the house extended out, then the ledge is the same size. But now that the house is over here, the ledge is like this. Yeah. So you're going to put a bridge over here by the diagonal?
So you're saying it's difficult to do, that's why you can't do it?
I mean, how are you going to walk from one here to the other? What? No. But there's a building here.
So
there's a house here.
So
how are you going to walk from here to here? No, you can't walk there.
But he says that the case is that you're making a bridge between these two houses.
Right.
Right. So if it's possible to make the bridge, what's the difference where the house is?
What?
If it's possible to make a bridge.
That's what he's saying. If the house sticks out more than the other house, not that the ledge sticks out longer than the other. That doesn't make any sense. The house sticks out longer.
Yeah.
Now you've created a diagonal situation,
right.
And for whatever reason, you can't make a bridge with diagonal.
It's not because of difficulty.
What?
It's not because of difficulty of making the bridge. If the bridge is made, it's made.
Right, I hear you. Now,
there's got to be another reason.
No. Zula mila mizu. What if one ledge is on top of the other, on top of the other ledge? Also, you can make a diagonal that has steps in it. It's also crazy, right? Nami lo amar and el sheyesh bein zel zeh shlosha tvachim. It's only if they're more than three tvachim apart. Aval ein bein zel zeh shlosha. But if they're at opposite sides of the street, or one's here and one's like an apartment building, right? So one's here and one's right here, the floor below. But there's less than three tvachim in between them. That's not a problem. Gezustra akumahu. So there'll be a crooked bridge. Big deal.
That'll walk. But the previous case was a little diagonal. Right.
Well, because we're trying to make Rashi make sense.
I know, but you go on an incline, no problem. But going a little of the angle, I won't go on that. Both the same thing. They're both three buttons.
Okay, we got to move. Next. Matbein. Okay. Let's say you have two chutzers next to each other, and there's a matbein. A matbein is a big chunk of straw. Comes from the word tevin. This straw separating the two chutzers. A huge thing of straw.
Haystack,
exactly. A haystack going the length of the whole chutzer. In between the two chutzers. So, if that's what you have, Shebein Beit Chateros, Gavo Asar Tvachim, and it's 10 Tvachim high, Ma'arvin Shnayim. You have to make two separate Eros. One each side, two separate, it's like a wall. The Ein Ma'arvin Echad, you can't make one. Eilu Ma'achilu Mikan, Ve'eilu Ma'achilu Mikan. However, you can have your animals come and eat from this side of the haystack. The other animals can come and eat on the other side of the haystack. No problem. Says Rashi, in the second Rashi on the Mishnah, Menatev and Libehemton. Velochai Shinon. We're not afraid. Dilma, Mamaye, Tevin, Meyud. Maybe they're going to reduce the size of the wall. Why not? Why are we afraid of that? Tahavile Chada, Rishusa. And then it's going to become one Rishus. Vasriah Dadi. And then they're going to become Asar on each other. Velo Asak Adaite. And you're not going to realize that. Vedmatalta Bechatzer. And you're going to carry in the Chatzer. No, Lahalochai Shinon. We're not worried about that. Why not? Even if it does get reduced, if the reduction is not more than 10 amos, it's not a problem. Because up to 10 is considered a doorway. No animals are going to eat that much on one Shabbos. So says Rashi, it's very far-fetched. Okay, what if you have a lot of animals? It's far-fetched, says Rashi. Don't worry about that. Okay? Back to the Gemara. Now, Nishmaya Tevin Me'asara, if the Tevin becomes reduced, Me'asara Tvachim, Ma'arvin Echad Ve'im Ma'arvin Shnayim, then it becomes one Eruv, one Chatzar, and not two. Okay? Didn't the Gemara just, didn't the Mishnah just contradict Rashi?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, 1 second.
Rashi contradicts
the Mishnah. Right? Amar of Huna, Ubulvad Shalo Yite, Amar of Huna, the Mishnah said you're allowed to feed an animal by the each type of feed animals. Ubulvad Shalo Yite Lotoch Kupaso V'yachel. You can't feed it by yourself. You can't hand feed it. Okay? Let's look back at Rashi. First Rashi of the Gemara. You can't hand feed the animal. The animal comes, you can lead it to the... We're going to say you can't even lead it. It comes by itself. We're going to answer. You can't touch it. So Rashi gives two reasons why you can't touch it. Number one, biyadayim, with your hands, l'toch kupaso, to the haystack. Why? Dilma shakal tuva, because you are not an animal. You are a human being. So you might take too much. The animal won't, says Rashi. The animal won't. You might. Because you don't know what you're doing, so you're gonna pick up a huge thing, and you're gonna take away the haystack, and you're gonna take away the separation. Animal will never do that. Doesn't eat that much, says Rashi. You might do it. Dilma shakal tuva. Maybe you're gonna take too much. Umamayit le me'asara, and you're gonna reduce it from 10. Become a talta b'chatzar asura, and then you're gonna walk around with a chatzar that doesn't have an eruv. Umachilin diktani b'masnisin, and the Mishnah just said that you're allowed to do this. Right, that's a behema bav ochel. Where the behema comes on its own, they have to stop the behema. That you don't have to do. Why? Because it won't eat that much anyway. But you go ahead and get busy with it. You're gonna make a mistake. V'hatsam lo chashidan l'dilma m'mayet. The behema kali achla. We're not worried about that. The behema itself is going to reduce the size of the haystack because behemas eat slow, nice and slow, not that much. A second answer. Because it's muksa. Why? Because I set it aside to be a wall. I didn't set it aside to be food. Food's not muksa. Even animal food's not muksa. Fish food, that's not muksa. Right? Any animal food's not muksa. It's for the animal. But here, you didn't have it for food. You had it in mind to be a wall. And the animal saw it and smelled it and came walking over. You don't have to stop him. You can't go ahead and feed him because you can't touch it. That's two answers, two pshatim and Rashi. Right? The Rashi gives a third pshat and says, Soser. If you take away the wall, you're destroying the wall. So how could you do it? The animal comes, you don't have to stop him. You can't come and take away from the wall, it's Soser. Okay, three pshatim, what's going on here? Then the Gemara says, 1 second. Ula ukme shari. What, you're allowed to bring the animal to the wall? Va amar Rav Huna, amar Rav Chanina, mamet adam es bentam al gabi asav and b'shabbos. You're allowed to put an animal next to grass on Shabbos. The aim and Mamad Adam is Pemtal Gabi Muksa. The aim. 1 second. What? The aim Mamad Adam is Pemtal Gabi Muksa b'Shabbos. You're allowed to put your animal, you're allowed to take your animal in your backyard and let him graze on your grass on Shabbos. But you can't take him to detached grass on Shabbos, which is Muksa. That you can't do. Why? Because Shabbos. You're not allowed to.
That's food.
Huh?
That's food.
No. So that's the kasha. On Shabbos, plucking out grass from the ground. It's a da'oraisa that you'll never violate. So to bring your animal there to let him eat it, that's not a problem. It's his food. But the detached stuff is derabanan. We're afraid to muk's afraid. Yeah, people don't care about the rabbanans.
But it's my haystack.
Right. So you're not allowed to on Shabbos. Right? That's what Rashi says. Look at Rashi.
That makes no sense.
Michubarin, it's the last Rashi before the lines get wide. Michubarin, if it's attached, lechol, lo chashin and dilma akar biyadayim aichale, da chamro le isr Shabbos. Isr Shabbos, very severe. Abel isr muksa, kille. Who takes muksa seriously? Nobody. V'chashin on dilma shakal biyadayim. Maybe you'll give it with your hands. V'safale, you'll feed him straight out. Hachanami, kivin de isur d'rabbanan hu d'ikanechash. Let's be afraid. Now, what's the difference between... The answer is, you didn't set it aside yesterday to be food. That's the difference. So you didn't set it aside to be food. So look at that. The tree fell overnight. Look at all those apples on the floor. That good food for the animal. No, you can't do that. The dinder abundance, muksa. What about if the apples are still standing and the tree and the giraffe can come and get them? That's okay. You can bring the giraffe over there. Why? Because you'll never pluck it yourself. It's a daraisa that you'll never do. So the animal we let. But if it's derabanan, the muktzah issue, we don't let. So how could you just bring the animal over here? Even assuming that you set it aside for food, how could you do it? The answer is you don't do it. The answer is dekayim le ba'apa v'azla v'achla. The animal goes by himself. The animal goes by himself. You can't do it. The animal goes by himself. One second. You can't give him straw for Tanya. It's a difficult case over here. You have a house between two chatzers. Umiluhu teven. And this, the middle one is full of teven. Ma'arvin shnayim. You have to make two eras. The outer house with the inner house. The other outer house with the inner house. The ain't ma'arvin echad. You can't make one erev. This one could bring his animal to eat, and that one could bring his animal to eat. If the tevin got reduced to below 10 tvachim, then shnei and asurin, they both can't go now. So keitzad hu osa, what do you do? Noel es beso, one of you locks the door, umavatel es reshuto, and you mavatel your reshus. The Gemara is going to ask, why do you have to lock the door? You looked at my bittul before, no one ever said about locking the door. All of a sudden, locking the door. Who aser v'chaber?
There's another building in between the houses.
Are
you going to
mimic
the building?
No, you're not mimic the building. You're mimic the straw in the building.
So what's the building is still there.
Correct. Correct. But now you don't have anything separating the two of you.
The building.
No, but the building is a building. So we'll see in a minute. The Gemara is going to go through all this. Then who aser v'chaber mutar? So you mavatel your house. You can't take the straw anymore, but your friend can. The Cheira to Omer begov shel tevin, and the same story we say with a pit of straw, right? Shebein based tchumei Shabbos, which is between two tchums for the stuff in the straw. My tchum, the straw on my side is good. The straw on your, like the bar is the border of the tchum. Half the bar is not in my tchum even. It's outside the tchum already. Now can I go to the bottom of the bar and take what I want? Yes, I can. It's not. It's beyond my tchum. We don't worry about that. The Gemara is going to ask in a minute why we don't worry about that. Anyway, Tani Miyas. Anyway, what's the bottom? Why is it all brought here? It says, "Is there no osnotoch kupas of Yachov? Is there no osnotoch kupas of Yachov? He can eat and he can eat, and we're not worried about anything." The Army says you can't do that. So Army Bayis. No, the house is different. Why? Kivon the Ika Tikra. The house has a roof. So kimivchas minkarale milsa. As it gets reduced, you're going to notice it. Because you notice when you walked in, where was the haystack? Where was the roof? Now, also look at this. Wow, what a huge gap between the haystack and the roof. They're eating away at this haystack over here. They're going to reduce the roof so much.
Not reducing the roof.
They're reducing the haystack so much, it's going to go below 10 tvachim. So you'll be careful, and you'll notice that, and you'll stop them. Hacha lo minkur lo milsa. Over here, it's outdoors. It's a chatzar. How are you going to realize when it got too low? The answer is, you're not going to. Therefore, we don't let you. Now, this ma'ira tevim e'asara tvachim shnei and asurin. If it did get reduced, they're both asur. Ha'asara shari. But what if it's just that to add 10, that'd be mutter. Af agav de bidalia tikra tuva. Even though it's very far away from the roof. Shmamina. You see from here. That machitzos she'ein magiyas l'tikra. Shman machitza. If mechitzos don't reach the roof, it's still a good mechitza. That was a machlokis that we had, right? Back on Daf Ayin Beis. That's not that far. That's not that long ago. That's last week. We had a machlokis about that. If the mechitza doesn't reach the roof, is it a good mechitza or not? You see from here, it clearly is. So Amar Abayit, not necessarily a raya. Hacha b'bayit shlosha asar chasam ashu askinan. No, the whole thing is 13 and a bit. Tall, that's the whole roof. The tevin asara, and the tevin is up to 10, so you have love it anyway. So it's not a raya that if the mechitza is 10 tvachim and the roof is 20 amos, then it reaches up to the top. It's not a raya like that, because there it'll reach to the top anyway. For Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua Amar, afilu teim abayis asara, and you can even say the whole house was 10 tvachim. The tevin shiva umashahu. The straw itself was a little 7 and a bit, so you have the same love it. Anything less than 3 has a status of lavud. And one second. Bishlam Allah Abaya Hayna Diktani Me'atzara. So Abaya makes sense. That's why he mentioned 10. Why did he mention 10? Because the house is 13 and the straw is 10. El Rav Huna Brit of Yeshua Ma'asara. It's not 10. The haystack's only 7 and change. It's not 10. What do you mean 10? The answer is no. Mitorah Sasara. From the din of 10. From the din of 10. Because the straw with the lava gives you 10. Okay. Then we said that Shnehan Asurin. If the straw got reduced in the house, in between two houses, got reduced less than 10, they're both Asur. Shmamina, what do you see from here? The urine haba b'Shabbos, Asurin. That if somebody shows up on Shabbos, he asers. Why? Because that's what happened over here, really. If you think about it, what happened? On Shabbos, the wall got reduced. And what do we say? Everybody's aser. Right, but before Shabbos, it was okay. So what do you see? It could change on Shabbos. So Gemara says, no. Dilma, it's my esmol. No, maybe it happened Friday afternoon. You didn't realize. It didn't happen on Shabbos. It happened Friday. Ketzeruosa, what do you do? No, let's base it without the reshuto. You have to be mavatal your reshut and lock your door. Tarti? You have to do two things? Hacha kamar. The answer is, oh no, let's base it, oh mavatal reshut. No, one or the other. Because by locking your door and giving him the key, it's like you're mavatal your reshut. Same end result. Vibay say, oh no, la'olam tarti. Really? You have to do both. Kivan de dosh bay, asi little tule. Since he's so used to going into your house, just by saying, okay, I'm about to my house. Okay, they turn to the wife, okay, what's for lunch? Oh, let's go inside and have lunch. The whole bittle is a joke. If you mavatal your house and you're so used to it, what kind of bittle is that? You lock the door, I can't go in. That's a real bittle. The Rashi says, L'inyin heter chaveru b'chad dasagi. Umihu, just for you and your friend, just being mavatal is enough. Lidi day, for you, boy l'mevet harchaka. You have to do some kind of harchaka. We don't know what harchaka means. So you won't come to carry in there. Anytime we learned in this Masechta that you do bittel, it meant with locking the door. To make sure that the bittel doesn't turn into a joke. Okay? Why did Gemara wait till I and Tess to tell you that din? I don't know. Now, who also if a chaveru mutter? What did the Brisa say? So then you're also you mavatal, but your chaveru is mutter. So pshita, did I skip? No. Lo tzricha dahadar idich mavatal el chaveri. No, then what's going to happen? Your friend can mavatal his resource to you. So with that trick, you both get to use it. Not that. Maha kamashal, the aim mavatal, the chosen mavatal. You can't do that. Can be chosen mavatal, chosen back and forth. You can't do that. V'chein at the omer beguv shel teven. Same story with Tevin in between two, a pit of Tevin that's in between that bridge that crosses over my tchum. So when I bend down to get the Tevin from the pit, it could be that Tevin was outside the tchum. So what do we say? It's not a problem. Pshita, it's obvious. Why is that so obvious? Lo tzricha lo reakiva d'amar tchum in d'araisa. That he holds tchum's d'araisa. So I would have said Ligza Dilma Atilach Lufe. Maybe you're going to take the Tevin that doesn't belong to you. It's outside the Tchum. Kamash Malan. We're not afraid of that. Okay? Next Mishnah discusses you want to make a Shittuf Mavos. Right? So a Shittuf Mavos means you're joining all the Shittuf, all the Mavuis, all the Chatzers into one common Mavui. Now, I believe I don't know why we didn't learn this for a chatzar. I don't know why we didn't learn this for a chatzar. Maybe it applies to a chatzar also. It doesn't apply to Erev Tchum. What we're going to learn in the Mishnah is I can make a shitta for you. You don't even have to know about it. You guys are busy, all high priced lawyers and whatnot. You don't come home until a minute before Shabbos. I want to walk in the mavui. I can make a shit for all of you, for the entire chatzar, all the chatzars. One person can do it. How do you do it? You're mezaka it to someone else. I take a barrel of wine, a big barrel, enough for the whole chatzar, all the chatzars, and I mezaka to my son, and I tell my son, here's a story. I'm being mezaka this barrel of wine to you on behalf of the whole on behalf of the whole mavu, all the chatur. That works. Why? Because having a eruv is only a positive. Now, by a tchum, you can't do that. I can't do it because if I make a tchum over here, I'm reduced to tchum on the other side. Who said the guy wanted that? Here, there's no downside. I'm allowing you to carry in the mavui. There's no downside. Why would anybody not want that? So I don't know if you can do that with a chatzar. Also, I'm not sure. The Mishnah doesn't talk about it by chatzars, only by mavuis. So I go to all the chatzars, and I don't even have to know about it. They don't even have to know about it. Says the Mishnah. Ketzad mishtatim of mavui. How do you do shitta for a mavui? Meniach es hachavitz. You take the barrel. V'omar, you say, Harei zeh l'chol b'nei mavui. This is for the entire mavui. Everybody in here. U'mezaka lehen. And you mezaka it. Al yidei b'no ubito hagedolim. Has to be adult. Could even be your daughter. Oh, v'al yidei. Now, Tosfos has a whole discussion here that we say, we have a halacha, that if your son's walking down the street and he finds an item, who does it belong to? Depends. If he's a katan, it belongs to the father. And if he's a gadol, it belongs to you. There's a machlokas here. What does a katan mean? Katan means he's independent. And what does a gadol mean? He's not independent. Even if he's 30 years old. He's still living off the father because of Eva, right? We want to make sure that the father, I give this guy everything and he finds a gold watch, doesn't give it to me? So it belongs to the father. So the Talmud says the same thing would be over here. A katan means even if he's 8 years old. I'm a zakat to my 8-year-old katan who had some Yerusha somewhere and he's richer than me. He's independent. I'm a zakat to him. And my gadol, even if he's 30 years old, he's a loser. I can't be a zakat to him. He's an adult. Doesn't matter. He's a loser. He has no independent value. Talmud says the same thing over here. Same thing. The Aga de Avdo, and through your servant, the Shivchaso, or your maid servant. Ha'ivriyim, that are Jews, but I the Ishtar, you can even do it to your wife, even your own wife. Avol eino mezake lo al yedei b'no ubito haketanim. Again, what does the ketanim mean? It doesn't necessarily mean a cotton. It means not independent. V'lo al yedei avdo v'shifchaso haknanim, or not in front of a eved or a shifcha, a knanim. B'nei shiyadon ki yado, because your hand is like their hand. What? Tosfos says, what about shifcha? Shifcha's not. Tosfos answers, Tosfos answers about shifcha. She, you're supporting her. She works for you. What do you mean? It's not. Tosfos says, no, that's a salary. The salary is you give her food. That doesn't mean the only people that are considered you are your children, not even your wife. That's a good question. It's a good question. Tosfos talks about a daughter maybe, I think it says even a gadol might work. They might be yours because if she's a naira still, you can marry her to anybody you want. Since you have that power, you can marry her to a mukashchir, a total loser. You have the power to do that. That because of Eva, that her mitzvahs belong to the husband, to the father. So too, she could not be mazaka for the father because she's still subservient to him. Mm-hmm. We're gonna learn tomorrow. Tomorrow's daf talks about a wife, even if the husband doesn't know about it. The husband's away. They come to the wife. You'd be mazaka it, or by goyim. You come to the wife and you ask the wife. Your husband doesn't want to sell it to us. Will you sell it to us? So, Amar, what? What does he say about the wife? She has her own house, and therefore she's not dependent on the husband. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. 2 minutes. What? Yeah, right. Chavis shal shetufei muvos. If you have a barrel and you're going to do this, be mezaka for other people. Sarach la'abig min hakarka tefach. You have to pick it up, a tefach. Amar Rava, Hani Tarti Mili Savi de Pupaditha. Two things we learned from the elders of Pupaditha. Amrinu. Chadaha. One was this din. Induch, the other one, Hamakaresh Im Tam Mali Lugmav Yatza. The person that makes Kiddush has to drink at least the Mali Lugmav, then he's Yatza. Vyamav Lo Yatza. If he doesn't drink, he's not Yatza. So, when all the Rishonim and Achronim got finished with this Gemara, you don't have to be the one to drink. It could be anybody. Right, the lechachil is it should be you. It doesn't have to be. Amar Chabiba Hanami Savid Pupaditz Aminu. They taught us one other din. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Osin Medur Lachaya B'Shabbat. You're allowed to make a fire for a woman giving birth on Shabbat. It's a sakana. Savar Minei Lachay In Lecholo. So at first we thought only for a woman giving birth, not for any sick person. Bimosak Shavim In Bimosakam Alo. Only in the winter when it's cold, not in the summer. The Sfas Emes asks. It's the first time we have a din that a chol sheyesh bo sakana kibi mechal shabbos. What's the gemara's havamina? What does it have a mina? Only for a woman who's having a baby. What about if someone else is deathly ill? What's going on here? Itmar, Amar of Chia Bar Abba, Amar of Shmuel, Hik is dam. What are you talking about? If someone's bloodless, Benetstani, and he's cold, and he's going to die, Osin lo madur b'shabbos. You can make a fire from him. Feel the b'tkuvas tamas, even in the summertime. Doesn't make a difference. B'kuvach nefesh, b'kuvach nefesh. Amar Meimar, okay, we'll stop here. Oh, you got 1 more minute. Amar Meimar, Hanani Shavit, Bumbadis, Amrinu, Didmar, they taught us another din. Ezu Asherah Stam. What's an Asherah Stam? So how do I know that tree, that they're worshipping that tree? How do I know? I'll give you a heads up how you know. Amarav, Kol Shekom and Shomer Asah. The priests are always busy over there with that tree. They're always watching it. They ain't told them in Parasel. They'll never touch the fruit. Why? Because they consider it holy. Ushmul Amar could go to Amri, Hani Tamri, Lushikra, the Netarfi, the Shasule, Biom Edom. Another thing is, he says, well, they take the wine or the juice that comes out of the fruit, and they're going to use it for their holiday. Then that's a clear heads up that the Asherah tree is an Asherah tree, and then it's Asher. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Svi, you want to say Kaddish?